Today we're going to learn Megillah Daf Yutes Amud Beis as we continue our march through Maseches Megillah in advance of Purim. We are holding at Ve'omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Shiur HaTefar, which is the fifth at the end of the fifth line of the page. Ve'omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Shiur HaTefar Alach L'Moshe Misinai. The requirement that we have to leave a margin on top and below the stitching on the Torah is Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Umachla Amocha, but we limited this halacha a little bit. V'lo'ar Melekadesh Lo Yikara. The Rabban only said that enough margin has to be left that it shouldn't tear, that it shouldn't rip. If you were sewed together the whole thing, it would tear whenever you rolled it a little bit tighter than normal. But if you leave a little bit of space, it has a little more give, and we just don't want it to tear. So Vam Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya Bar Abba also says in the name of Rav Yochanan, Il Mali Nishtayr B'ma'ar Shamed B'moshe V'Elyo K'mlo Nek of Machat Tzidkis. If there would have been an opening even the size of a tiny needle in the cave where Moshe and Elyo stood when they encountered the Shechina, Lo Hayu Cholun Lamun M'pnei Ha'ora, the light of the Shechina would have been so great they wouldn't have been able to stand it. Shnemar Ki Lo Yirani Ha'adam L'chai, because the pasuk says no one can see me and live. Hashem says no one can see the Shechina and actually survive. V'amar B'chei Barabba, Amar B'Yochanan, a third statement, really a fourth if you count the one we said yesterday, but a third statement of B'chei Barabba, Amar B'Yochanan. May d'chsiv aleim k'chol ha'dvarim Asher Dibar Hashem Imachem Bahar. What does the pasuk mean when it says, and the writing on them, on the luchos, was like all the words that Hashem spoke to us on Har Sinai? Melamed Sheroa Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Dikdukei Torah. We see that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu every detail of the Torah, v'Dikdukei Sofrim, and every detail of what the Rabbanon were going to say in the future generations. Umasha Sofrim Asidim LeChadesh, and not just what they're medayik, but the new chidushim that the Rabbanon were going to say in the next generation. What is the chidushim that we're referring to? Mikra Megillah, the idea of Mikra Megillah. So main point number one, you need to leave a little bit of parchment unsewn at the top in order that it shouldn't tear. That's a din midrabanan. Number two, if there would have been even a little tiny crack in Moshe Rabbeinu or Eliyahu Hanavi's cave, they would not have been able to withstand seeing the Shechina. And number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Dikduke Torah, Dikduke Sofrim, and Kriyas HaMegillah. So again, these are the three statements of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan that we have at the beginning of today's daf. Now we move on to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaKol K'sher L'Kros HaMegillah. Everybody is kosher to read the Megillah. Anybody, any Jew is allowed to read the Megillah. Chutz Mi'cher Shot V'Katan, unless he's deaf, or he's insane, or he's a child. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a child can read the Megillah. So says Gemara, Man Tanya Cherish Di'Avid Nami Lo. Who's the Tanakhama that says that that a Cherish cannot even read a Megillah B'Di'Avid, that it doesn't work at all? Amar Rav Masna Rabbi Yehuda. That must be going like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The Tana and Akoria Shema v'lo Yishmi Lazno Yatsa. The halacha is if a person reads Shema but does not actually say it loud enough for himself to hear it, he is Yotze according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says he's not Yotze. So just like Rabbi Yossi holds, you need to hear it yourself in order to be Yotze Shema. So too, a person needs to hear the Megillah himself in order to be Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah. So frak the Gemara umi maidi Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, Di'avid Nami Lo, and the Mishnah when it says that a Cherish cannot read the Megillah means that even B'di'avid he's not Yotzei? Maybe our mission is even going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you say Shema and don't hear it, you're still Yotze. And the reason our Mishnah said a Cherish should not read the Megillah is because we're talking about Lechadchila. He shouldn't read the Megillah. Maybe the Mishnah in fact means that if a Cherish were to read the Megillah, he'd still be Yotze. We just don't recommend it. So our Mishnah is lined up with Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi. So it says Marlo Salkadaitach. That can't be what our Mishnah means. Our Mishnah can't mean just a din Lechadchila that a Cherish can't read. But B'di'avid is Yotzei. The Katani Cherish Dumya Deshait V'Katan. Because look who it lists together with a Cherish. It lists a Shota and a Katan. So Mas Shota V'Katan Di'avid Nami Lo, Af Cherish Di'avid Nami Lo. If a Shota V'Katan, it's even a Din B'di'avid that he can't read the Megillah, it must be the same is true for a Cherish. So it says, well, how do you know? V'Dilma HaKadisa V'HaKadisa. That's not necessarily true. maybe each one is individually true. That meaning they're talking about two different cases. A cheresh is only a din lechatchila, and a shelter katan is even a din b'dieved that they can't read it. Maybe the Mishnah could still be going like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara needs another proof that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. So midiktani sefer, from the fact that the sefer of our Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan mechal the reish alav Rabbi Yehuda hi, from the fact that in our Mishnah, a little bit later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda pipes up and Rabbi Yehuda starts to speak, implies that until that point in the Mishnah, it hasn't been Rabbi Yehuda. So it says merevidumakula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole Mishnah is really going like Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that it's only Rabbi Yehuda coming up later and that he wasn't speaking in the first half of the Mishnah? It says merevidami reish alapsula v'sefer. Now, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah are not similar to each other. How can you say they both go like Rabbi Yehuda? The beginning of the Mishnah says that a katan is pasul, and the end of the Mishnah says that a katan is kasher. So you can't say that they're contradictory statements. You can't say the whole Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because the first half of the Mishnah says that a katan is kasher, is pasul to read the Megillah. Then Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is kasher to read the Megillah. So it can't possibly all be Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, nah, not necessarily the greatest proof. Maybe the whole Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not a contradiction about a katan. It's talking about two types of katanim, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Hakol ksherin likros as a Megillah, chutz necherishayt of a katan. Everyone could read the Megillah except for a cherishayt of a katan. But that's if the katan is so young that he's not yet higia l'chinuch. Aval b'katan shehigia l'chinuch. But if you're talking about a katan who's already higia l'chinuch, he's already reached the age of chinuch, then afilu l'chadchila, then he's allowed to read the Megillah even l'chadchila. Sheh Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, because Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan is kasher. So maybe that's what it means. A katan below the age of chinuch is not supposed to read the Megillah. But a katan who is above the age of chinuch is allowed to read the Megillah even as a din lechatchila. So that's an important concept. Katan shehigia lechinuch. A katan who has reached the age of chinuch, where he's reached the age where he's ready. We're ready to be mechanichim in the mitzvah. So says Gemara. So I guess we'll do a main point over here. Main point number four. If you counted the first three as three separate ones and not one big one. Main point number four. A cherish and a shota cannot read the Megillah. Machlokas about a katan. That's just what the Mishnah says. Main point number five. We might as well say it now, even though we're not totally done with it. Whether we establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi, and a cherish is therefore even possible b'dieved, or that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and a cherish is kash b'dieved, is a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses whether we establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi, and when it says a cherish is pasul, it means even b'dieved, or it's called like Rabbi Yehuda, and when we say a cherish is pasul, it only means l'chadchila, but he's kasher b'dieved. Right? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda have this machlokas originally when it comes to Kriya Shema, but the same would apply over here, we're assuming. So b'mayu kimto, how did you want to say, who did you want to say the Mishnah is going like? Rabbi Yehuda. U'diyevin. You wanted to say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's talking about a b'diyevin situation. Meaning we're assuming that when Rabbi Yehuda says that a cherish is yotzei kriya shema, it means b'diyevin. But l'chadchila, he can't, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, he can't be yotzei kriya shema. Elohad d'tan Rabbi Yehuda b'reidu b'shim b'mpazi, cherish ha-medaber ve'ino shomea. But that which Rabbi Yehuda b'reidu b'shim b'mpazi says, that a cherish who's able to speak but cannot hear, Torim lechadchila is allowed to take truma even lechadchila, even though he can't hear the bracha when he says it. So money, who's that going like? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, do you have it in lechadchila? Lo, I thought Rabbi Yehuda holds that lechadchila he's not allowed to do anything that involves speaking because he can't hear it. And E Rabbi Yossi, if it's going like Rabbi Yossi, well then it's way off. The Yevet Nami Lo. Rabbi Yossi would say that even with the Yevet, he's not Yotzei if he can't hear anything. So you see very clearly that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that even Lechadchila Echirish can say the Shema, even though he can't hear it. And the Brice of in Truma, about Truma, has to follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, our Mishnah has to be going like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we see that the Gemara has to go back. I mean, the Gemara thought that our Mishnah could even go like Rabbi Yehuda. No, it can't, because that was based on the assumption that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a Cheresh cannot read the Megillah L'chadchila. But it turns out that he can read the Megillah L'chadchila according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Velamai, Rabbi Yehuda, wait, so you want to say the Brisa about Truma is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that even L'chadchila, Vafil L'chadchila, even L'chadchila, he can say the Bracha on Truma, and he can read the Shema, Elohad Tanya, but what are you going to do about the Brisa? Lo yivarech adam birch samazon belibo. A person should not say birch samazon without sounding out the words. Vim berech yotza. And if he does say it, he's yotze. So money, who would that be going like? Who's the one that would hold that you're not allowed to do things quietly, but you're still yotze if you do it? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. According to the way we just said it, nobody holds that way. Because if Rabbi Yehuda afil l'chadchila, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, you're even allowed to do that l'chadchila. If Rabbi Yossi afil d'yavad namilo. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi would say that even b'di'evit you're not allowed to do it. So says the Gemara li'olam Rabbi Yehuda v'afil l'chadchila. Really, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds even l'chadchila you're allowed to. V'lo kasha hadi day, the brisa that allows a deaf person to separate truma follows Rabbi Yehuda himself, and hadarabe, the brisa that says that benching is only b'di'evit to say it quietly, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, but not Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion, because we find that there is this third opinion called the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe that says that it's only a din l'chadchila to be mashmi'a la'azna. D'tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hakore Shema, Tzorich Sheyashmi'a la'azna. Someone who says Shema has to say loud enough to hear it. Shnemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashmei, and we darshan, that means Hashmei Loznecha Mashat Emotzi Mipicha. Make sure you hear with your ears what you are saying with your mouth. Rabbi Meir Omer, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha. Achar Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Advarim. Rameir says, no, you got to look at the pasuk Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha. That Kriya Shema only has to be on your heart. So we see that it all depends on the kavana that you have in your heart, but you don't have to actually say it out loud. So you see, bottom line is though that there is this shita of Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe who holds that it's a din lechadchila to say it out loud, but it's not ma'akev b'di'evit. So hasha das is lahachi. Now that we quote this brisa where we have Rameir shita, we can even say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holds like his Rebbe, that it's a din l'chadchila to say it out loud. Vahadatani Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Aye, what about Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that a deaf person can even l'chadchila be mafresh truma? Maybe that's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that's Rabbi Meir. Maybe that's going like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Meaning the bottom line is, as long as we have three Shitos, we can account for every Brisa and every Mishnah. As long as there are three Shitos, there's Rabbi Yossi on one extreme, who holds that even the Chadchila, that even B'di'evit, you're not Yotze if you don't hear it. Then it, and there's a second shita that even b'di'evet that even l'chadchila you are yotze if you don't hear it, and then there's a middle ground opinion that holds that l'chadchila you're not yotze, but l'chadchila you shouldn't do, but b'di'evet you're yotze. So we could account for every single brisa, and that's main point number one, really, on daf chaf amud aleph at the top over here. Three shitos about someone who was not mashmiya la'azno by kriyashma, benching, Megillah and Truma. Three opinions by someone who's not Mashmi Lazna, who doesn't say loud enough to hear, by Kriyashma, benching, Megillah and Truma. Rabbi Yossi, it's even Makiv B'di'avid, it's possible even B'di'avid. Rabbi Yehuda, L'chadchila, you have to do it, you have to say loud enough, but B'di'avid, it's not Makiv. And Rabbi Meir, even L'chadchila, it's not necessary. It's fine, even L'chadchila. Okay, we'll stop there at the two dots.